Good morning. It's Friday, July 17, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more are gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on Social Security. Now, thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
It's a war on the workers, and this is the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
And this is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
Coming to you out of Ashland, Oregon, 94.9 FM. This is our low-power community radio station, KSKQ. We also stream over the internet at www.kskq.org. We're a half-hour show Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. It's 10 o'clock. You're probably awake on the East Coast, and I don't know, it's in the middle of the night, the other side of the world. You can hear us anywhere on the planet. Brain Labor Report discusses the issues of the day for ordinary working people. We play labor songs. We play a lot of, we have guests who are all over the place on progressive issues. We like to connect the dots, and hopefully you can connect the dots on issues, the many issues of the day for ordinary working people. It's a struggle in this country. The unemployment is and remains very, very high. A lot of people out of work. That's what that means. And those numbers we know are maybe half of the real numbers of folks who are unemployed. The way they count the numbers is kind of strange. There's a lot of people who give up and they're just not even looking anymore if they don't get counted. And there's other categories that miss the count, too. If you're a bean counter, an accountant, you probably know what I'm talking about, and you've probably heard enough of it. I have. Okay, what are we going to do today? We do not have a guest. We got a couple of going to highlight couple of pieces of information for you today. We got a couple of songs. And, of course, always near the top of our half-hour show, we bring you the Workers Independent News. Imagine how this news might be if this was on all mainstream media, if people received this types of information. By the way, not everybody's hovering over their radio finding out if the stocks went up or down, you know, 1 or 2 points. Let me tell you, the average person is they don't hover like that. They're more like hovering to see if their if their paycheck comes in the mail today, or how much is the bill for the last trip to the doctor. That's what the hell we hover over, folks. It ain't whether the stock market's going up 1 or 2 points. Well played out in the Workers Independent News. 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. And so for it is Friday. It's the 17th of July, 2009. Here is the Workers Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A new report from UC Berkeley's Center for Labor Research concludes that a unionized workplace dramatically helps working families. Nancy Feierstein directs the Labor Project for Working Families.
Union members are more likely to have paid family leave. That's if you have a baby or have a seriously ill family member. They were more likely to not only have paid sick time, but they were more likely to have paid sick time that you could use to care for a sick child.
And not only are union workers more likely to have good family-friendly benefits, they're also more likely to know about and use benefits provided by law.
Unionization promotes more compliance with existing laws so that union members were more likely to know about their rights to existing laws, and they were more likely to use those laws. So they were more likely to feel comfortable about taking a leave under the Family and Medical Leave Act and not being worried about being penalized.
The report is called Family-Friendly Workplaces. Do unions make a difference? The AFL-CIO says as corporations force people to work longer, spending more time away from their families, unions are key to creating an economy that works for everyone. On Thursday, President Barack Obama announced the nomination of Jacqueline Berrien as the new Equal Employment Opportunity Commission head. If approved, she'll be taking charge at a time when age discrimination on the job appears to be on the rise. Jesse Russell reports.
Age discrimination charges were up 29% in 2008 over 2007, according to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The commission is now considering new rules to help combat prejudices against older workers. A number of rulings by the Supreme Court has made it more difficult for older workers to find protection under age discrimination laws. One ruling in June said it is up to the worker to prove it was an issue with age that was the key factor in a layoff or demotion decision. In the past, it was the burden of the employer to prove that age wasn't a factor in such a decision. Another ruling last year upheld Kentucky's retirement system that strips some benefits from workers who are over the age of 55.
The UAW and Lear Corporation said Thursday they've reached a tentative agreement at auto seat plants in Arlington, Texas and Wentzville, Missouri. The UAW says if approved by its members, the agreement will allow Lear to make seats for GM cars for years to come. Lear recently declared bankruptcy. Jesse Russell has today's economic report.
The Federal Reserve is projecting the national unemployment rate will hit 10% before the year is out. According to the report issued on Wednesday, after unemployment rate cracks double digits, it will take a few years before it settles back down. The jobless rate is currently at 9.5%. That's the highest rate in 26 years. Previously, the Fed had been projecting the rate to cap out at 9.6% by the time the year is over.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. Unemployment 9.5%. This is nationwide. They're expecting 10%. That doesn't sound good, folks. They're talking about years for a so-called recovery. What is a recovery? What does a recovery look like? You got to understand that most people are waiting for this economic recovery. Many of those people, they want the economy as we had it a couple of years ago. You know the economy we had? No regulation. Remember the economy that had it so that lots and lots of an escalating number of people making poverty wages, working for wages that at the end of the day, hey, you ain't going to raise a family on. You're never going to get to go to Yellowstone on these wages, folks. That's the family vacation. That's part of part of the American dream that people used to have. Vacations, you know, sending your kids to college, buying a house. Those dreams, the American dream, ain't being lived very much anymore by lots and lots of people. Unfortunately, we need a new economy. I want to talk about that a little bit today. I'm looking at a paper that says ROP's People's Economy Campaign 2009-2010. ROP is the Rural Organizing Project, quite a project here in the state of Oregon. Really works with rural areas, okay, outside of Portland and Salem, and works with grassroots organizing at its best. It's a pretty good group. Want to tell you a little bit more about the People's Economy Campaign and what that's about. This is not for a recovery like everybody else is holding their breath on, okay? Again, those are the rich people who want to exploit workers and screw up the environment. You understand it's those pesky regulations like labor laws and you can't pollute that really, really get in the way of making money. And by God, if that's what you are, a corporation, well, that's what you do. You make money. And we understand that. But we also understand that working people are exploited and some of the best companies do some of the most exploiting. Okay, I think that's enough. You know what? It is time. All week long, we have been playing a tune or two from our buddy, Julius Marglin. We know Julius is in New York City. He's recovering, and we've been thinking about him. George and Julius have been out here on the West Coast a number of times. They've played at Evo's Coffee Shop. They've played over in Medford in Hawthorne Park. They play labor songs, and we're thinking about Julius today. This has been Julius Marglin Week on the Brain Labor Report. Okay, this one's more serious than some. He does sing some funny songs. This is called Endless War. It's something to think about. Mr. Julius Marglin, here we go.
Our nation knows not where it's going. It's blind to what our future has in store. Ill winds of hate we keep on sowing that blindly lead to endless war. Our youth who haven't lived yet know not of the blood and the gore, but they are daily being driven toward a cruel and bloody endless war. Oil profits and other plunder, the corporations play their role. War propaganda should make us wonder why endless war must be our goal. Endless war is planned in Washington, if we ever get out of Iraq. In Iran, Korea, and who knows where else, will our troops ever be coming back? Will history never teach us? Will our nation never learn what Hitler's Nazis couldn't do? Our nation, too, will burn. Who will pay the price and suffer? And who will shed their blood and more? No, not the corporations and politicians, but our youth and families in endless war. So we call upon our nation, remind the world just what's in store. We will show the world's millions that this nation will not fight an endless war.
Mr. Julius Marglin, words of wisdom from our friend Julius Marglin. Julius is, mentioned earlier, all week we've been talking about him. He's recovering in a hospital in New York City, and it's been Julius Marglin Week for us on the Brain Labor Report. Words of wisdom from Julius as we enter into a weekend. I hope you get a weekend. You know, remember the way it used to be. We worked for weekends. They used to make commercials about it, you know, drinking beer on the weekends. Remember Remember those commercials? Remember the good old days when you could afford a beer? Oh, Monday through Friday, we used to work. We used to work for weekends. Now people have jobs. I just talked to Bill the other day. Saw him on the bus trying to use transportation, the public transportation, and get out of my car. And I was on the bus coming back from Medford to Ashland, and there was Bill in town, and he told me, well, he got another job. He now has three jobs, and I thought he'd had four before he was, but three's the limit. He's a custodian and real hardworking guy. He's got a big family too. I've known him for a number of years, and you can kind of tell how the economy is based on how many jobs Bill has. It's three right now, and that guy just works way too hard. Oh my God. Okay. Got a song. We are going to talk a little bit about the rural organizing projects, their People's Economy Campaign 2009-2010. But first, got this healthcare song, Healthcare as a Military Campaign. Our friend William Lawson is going to sing this for you right now. This is really a good song, folks. Okay, here it is right now.
As soon as they succeed in privatizing the military, you'd better get your gun. You've seen it all before, no compromising. You'll be defending yourself before they're done. We've got enough arms to protect us from the thought. Now we need a healthcare plan to from within. We need national healthcare. National health. If the government does the job of running an army as need demands, they do.
Mr. Bill Lawson, National Healthcare, we need it now. He self-produced that in his living room, he told me. Did a great job with it. And you, too, could do that. And, in fact, if you're a local artist, we'll play you on the Brain Labor Report. That's right. We like to highlight locals. And oh, my gosh, we also do infomercials for local businesses. We like people to know about what's going on, about an economy that's being built that's much different than the one we have now. It's almost like it's two different worlds. But if you go to the farmer's market on Tuesdays here or on Saturdays in Ashland, by gosh, they got one in Medford now that's up and running. Look at that. Take a look at what the local farmer's market looks like. Look at the food. My God, this is locally grown food. This is when we give the money to John, the farmer, it stays here. In fact, he gives Susie, his daughter, some money to take to school with when she goes to school and pays for lunch. It's a local economy we're talking about. It's much different than the economy, you know, that has some people hovering over the news to see what the hell the stock market did. Did it go up 1 or 2 points? Folks, there's a different world. World that's more real. It's the people that we bump into in our communities. It's the people we say hi to, our friends, our family, people who live across the street. There's a local economy being built. I want to tell you a little bit more about it right now. Okay, check this out. I mentioned the Rural Organizing Project. That is a project in Oregon. And here's a few words from them. This is about the People's Economy Campaign of 2009-2010. In 2009, our economy is in a free fall. We've seen things that we never thought possible. Unemployment rates that have doubled and tripled since last year. Over 15% in 8 rural Oregon counties. While Goliath corporations like General Motors and major sectors of the financial industry have become bankrupt, insolvent, and are surviving only with public life support. In short, we have reached the natural breaking point for an economy that is spun out of control by placing growth at any cost at the center, with private corporations as the main protagonists and the government as the conductor of the choir. And we, the people, are the ones suffering the consequences as we lose our jobs, our homes, our health care, and our retirement, if we were lucky enough to have them in the first place. So far, our solutions have been to use public tax dollars to prop up private corporations and scramble to get our economy back to the way it was. The way it was, back to the ever-increasing income gap between the super rich and the scrapers by? Back to the thousands of Oregonians with no access to health care? Back to an economy fundamentally based upon the idea that human greed is the motivator of a healthy economy? Do we want to get back to business as usual, or do we want a new system that gives us control over our lives, our homes, our health, our education, our resources, and our dignity? The opportunity is there. We're at a rare crossroads where, with enough smart organizing and the big picture thinking, grassroots communities have an enormous opportunity to tell the truth about the economic crisis and start envisioning a new economy. Now is our chance to join forces statewide to build a people's economy, an economy that values and protects the real wealth of our communities, our health, our environment, our education, and each and every one of us. Folks, is this inspiring? This is a program out of the Rural Organizing Project here in Oregon. I think different grassroots things are taking place around the country. It's about building an economy that works for people. It's not about relying on Wall Street. Oh, my God, do we have to keep giving them more of our public money? These failing institutions, just let them fail. Let them die. We'll build our own economy. Okay, a couple more words. That's pretty heavy stuff. How about, let's go to a song. Have you been to jail for justice? Ann Feeney sings a song, and let's break up this economics stuff right now with a ditty from Ann Feeney. Okay, cut number one. Let's do it right now. Here we go.
Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company.
Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down, always to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. You law-abiding citizens, listen to this song. Laws were made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote, and children worked the mine. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks with guts defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. Now the law's supposed to serve us, and so are the police. When that system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. Takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. So get courage from your convictions. Let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice?
Have you been to jail for justice? Then you're a friend of mine. That was Ann Feeney, and this is the Brain Labor Report winding down for Friday. Oh, my gosh, July. It's the second half of July. I can't believe it. July 17, 2009. We're winding down the Brain Labor Report, winding down the week, winding down July. My God, I can't believe it. Okay. And in the show now, we've been all over the place this morning. We've been talking about the ROP's People's Economy Campaign. Folks, we're going to bring that back to you next week. You're going to hear more about it. This is good stuff. This is, like, more important than what they're doing in Washington, D.C. If we can just keep them from doing the bad things. My God, we could bring this economy back. We'll do it locally. We'll do it from state to state. We'll do it at the grassroots level. A lot of excitement there. The Rural Organizing Project here in Oregon has some great ideas about how to do it. It ain't done at Wall Street. It isn't done back there. It's done in our local communities. Let's go out with a community song. Let's go out with, not enough time to play it all, but let's end the Brain Labor Report today with Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. That's a good place to end it. Folks, have a great weekend. Hope you get one. Back again on Monday. Okay, here we go.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled and I followed my footsteps, sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, her voice was a-sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. Sign was painted, said private property, but on the back side it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me.